What's your kid vaccinated for besides the smallpox? Polio.
What about dip?
This tip? No, not this. Diphtheria?
Huh?
Diphtheria?
Is that what you were thinking of early?
Yeah.
I mean, did you have the French name for?
What else you'll get vaccinated for? That's it, I believe.
What? That French name you mentioned?
La coqueluche. That's when you cough and you
that whooping
It's whooping cough.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
The jaundice?
Huh?
The jaundice?
Okay. And if you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you call that?
Appendix.
Okay. And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say you had to...
Throne up.
What other ways of saying that?
A heave.
What's the nicest way of saying that? Does throw up sound about the best way?
I guess so.
What about a really crude way of saying that?
I don't know.
What about puke or bark?
Puke, yes, that's bad about that. I haven't heard that in so long.
And if a person threw up, you'd say he was sick. Where?
The stomach.
Huh?
Stomach.
He's sick.
Of his stomach.
And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and was spending a lot of time with her, you'd say that he's...
Going steady.
Okay. Any old-fashioned ways of saying that?
Courting.
People used to say that? Courting?
So, yes, so...
And he would be called her...
A boo.
And she would be his...
Girlfriend.
And the boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His mother would say he had been... Doing what?
Smooching? Necking?
Okay. And when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
Broke up.
And he asked her to marry him, but she...
She refused.
Any other ways of saying that?
Turning down.
And they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
Broke the engagement.
And if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got...
Married.
Any joking ways of saying married?
Got hooked.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
Best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would come by their house at night and make a lot of noise, beat on pans or something.
A shitty buddy.
Okay. Did that have a name in English?
Yes, but you know, for the world of me, I can't think of it.
Did you ever hear it called a chivalry?
Chivalry, yeah. Well, it's the same thing. It derives from the same word.
Uh-huh. What was it like?
Well, I really don't know because I've never seen one. But did that mean, I've heard stories about it, you know. If a man would, or a woman is better, either way, I mean, if they'd marry a widower, they'd go over there and they'd make a shivery arty, and they'd keep them up all night and make noise and have a party, in other words, just to be, to tease them, more or less.
It was just done if one of the people had been married before?
Yes. It could be, I guess, done in any case, you know, but this usually was the case that I've heard about.
And How would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him, what, Lafayette?
Uptown, you should know. Over, and I saw him over in Lafayette.
Okay, why would you say over?
Why? I really don't know. It's just a term we use. I've never tried to analyze it. Why? Like, say you go over, I'll go over to your house.
Uh-huh. What if you're talking about Alexandria? You'd say, I saw him.
I saw him in Ellic. You know. Or over. Usually I'd say, well, I saw this man in Ellic.